Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
It's almost time to play Beat the Bank.
It is almost time.
Yes. And our boy's going to hit it here in a second. Any minute.
We don't need to hit anything. We can just tell everybody.
Should we just solicit? There you go, Trey.
There we go. We don't need sound effects.
Trey's filling in for Shannon today. Trey, how you feeling in there? Now I got to let him figure out how to turn on his mic.
I was good up until right about then, and then when you asked me to find my own mic.
You're asking him to do too much, JC.
Trey, I think you're doing fantastic, is what you're doing. And Kid Nation, it's your turn to win up to $1,000. Let's play Beat the Bank. We need you to call 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Is my mic louder than normal?
I don't know, but we're looking for call number 13 to play.
Oh, and mine's... Okay.
Wait, what's going on
here? It's just me.
Is it just you?
Yeah, it could be just me.
You sound fine. No, now your mic's off.
All right.
That sounds good.
That's better?
We're fixing it up here.
All right.
Hey, summer's right around the corner, everybody.
Yeah.
We're getting close to it.
Uh-huh.
And when school's out, that means the kids are going to be around all the time. And the kids won't have anything to do. And they might annoy you.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, parents. We all annoyed our parents. We know how it is. You can get a week of freedom for you and fun for your child by sending them to boot camp. Just kidding, just a camp.
Boot camp.
We have basketball camp, maybe, computer camp, Boy Scout camp, cheerleading camp, whatever.
Whatever.
There's so many cool camps these days, too. Because it used to be just a few of those, like sports camps, church camp, and Girl Scout, Boy Scout camp. And now there's like crazy stuff.
Space camp, where you could be like an astronaut for
like
a
rocks,
week.
Yeah. Rock camp.
Rock camp. So we want your kid to tell us in 100 words or less about the camp they want to go to and why. We'll select at least 5 winners, and we'll take care of the tuition. KidNation.com is where you can enter for that. And giveaways start the week of April 25th. April 25th.
That's when it starts.
And
that's
I never got to go to camp.
My daughter, because this kids are so influenced by TV. And the Disney Channel has a show called Bunked.
I love that show.
She does, too, because it's all the kids left over from Jesse.
Yeah.
And now she wants to go to Maine for the summer because she thinks camp is going to be like a Disney, you know, 30-minute comedy.
Well, yeah.
First of all, Bunked doesn't make camp look that awesome.
She thinks it does.
Really?
And she wants to go
camp
to camp.
Camp on TV looks cool.
Salute Your Shorts made
loved
me want
it.
To go to
totally.
So bad. Camp on Awana. I want it.
Hold you in your heart.
I want. And when we think about you.
It makes us want to.
I hope it's never. We never part, Jenna. Did you ever watch Salute Your Shorts up? You don't even know what that is.
I don't know that one.
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's so good. It was on Nickelodeon.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard of that one.
It was great. It was just a
Donkey
whole,
Lips.
Like, motley crew of kids that...
Butnick, and then the blonde kid.
I don't... All of those show names start running together. Like, Clarissa. Clarissa explains it all. Was she
on
there?
She does. Jenna, you had 9 minutes to warm up for your big performance. We're talking about ensuring our vocal cords.
You guys suck. They played my best performance during the break.
Yeah.
My locked out the bathroom. My parody.
Oh, that was a good one.
I didn't say I'm good. Yeah. I just said that.
You said you've improved from
yeah,
this one.
That's exactly what you said.
I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, babe.
So there's that.
Uh-huh.
So you said if I got to warm up my vocal cords, I could show you guys that I sound way better than that.
I forgot to warm up. What do you want me to sing? What do you want me to subject people to on their Monday morning?
Since you were at the Biebs, you could sing a little Sorry.
Okay.
Acapella.
Really? You can't even give me the bed?
I could play the guitar. Sorry, Love Yourself. If you want to sing Love Yourself, I can play it on the guitar.
Sometimes I found people who have problems with, like, my father. I'm not saying Jenna is tone deaf because she's not tone deaf.
I am. I think I am.
I don't think you're tone deaf. But my father sings better without music because he doesn't have to try to find the note.
Right.
He
just
sings and it sounds fine. But when you put music behind it, then it's
just a
mess.
Maybe I'm not tone deaf. Maybe it's like, because I definitely know that I'm not hitting the notes I'm trying to hit.
Yeah.
Like, I can tell that it sounds terrible when I'm doing it.
Of course.
You know, but I'm going for it.
Yeah.
Now I'm all nervous and my cords are tight. My cords feel tight.
Yeah. You got this. You sure you don't want the guitar?
No.
How do I warm up?
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to forget the words. Okay, hold on. Ready? Is it too late now to say sorry? Because I'm missing more than just your body. Is it too late now to say sorry?
I'll hit it right here. Come on.
Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? Is it
too late? Oh, Jenna Owens.
That wasn't bad.
That was shaky in the beginning.
It was shaky, but that was good.
Wasn't bad. Wasn't bad at all. Nothing to be ashamed of.
We got to watch the Biebs yesterday, so we're all into it.
I had to miss this one.
Yeah.
Because I peaced out. It's done.
I got to post a video of us singing this song with Vanilla Ice at your birthday, Kelly.
Okay.
My wife got video of us singing.
Really? I remember it. I remember my birthday.
Okay.
I do. I was not that bad. I do remember my birthday.
Caution. This is later in the birthday party. I'll try to post it during the break.
If there are ever any doubts about Vanilla Ice being wonderful,
Kelly,
we're going to put those to rest. He is wonderful.
And it's all because of you, because you asked me, why you get vibes with care of me?
What?
I don't know.
Because this is what Kelly walked up to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Kelly walked up to me and said, Bear! Yes, Kelly. Come up to the line, care of me. Not even lying. I so wish I had that old
thing. Yeah, I think if you wanted to talk to Kelly at her birthday, you had to say, excuse me?
Yeah, this was at 10:30, you know, whatever time
and it's
it
was. Fine. It's your birthday, girl.
Birthday party.
He's taking pictures and signing autographs for everybody that asked. Everybody that asked.
But we'll tell you what's been going on since the birthday party, because a couple days passed, and the story won't die down.
No.
It just keeps on growing and growing. But right now.
Keep talking. How you doing?
Yeah, whatever.
What happened?
What happened to you? Hold on, Trey. Hold on.
He can't hear.
What happened?
Wait, why were you like half out of the room?
He snatched his headphones out so he can't hear the music.
Part of it.
What fell out?
My earbud.
You lost it?
Wow, I managed to sing a cappella. That's interesting. I managed to sing without.
You know what, Jenna?
It's no problem.
I just want to thank you right now for being a professional.
Yeah, because I didn't even know the words. I was just going to go for it on the spot.
I can go. Go ahead. Go ahead. I can go. Let's go. Yeah. Hold on.
Oh, my gosh.
What is going on?
Oh, I swallowed.
What is going on with you, man?
I swallowed it. Like, I coughed and swallowed at the same time.
Yeah?
I was trying
This is what you get for making me sing. I love when karma comes right back.
We're never going to get our voices insured if you keep acting like this.
I coughed and swallowed at the same time. Okay, I'm ready.
You need to sub in out?
All right,
I'm all ready. Warmed up.
I got it.
You got it?
Come on.
All right.
Oh, this is going to suck.
Okay, that's a lie. Beat the bang.
All right, where's my Uber then? Oh, there it is. Over by Kelly.
It fell by Kelly. That looks weird. You good? You got your earbud?
Yeah, got it.
Can we continue?
Yeah.
And meet our friend?
Gosh.
Yeah.
Matt Oregon, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
First of all, cool ass name, Matt.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Matt, are you an organ donor?
I actually am.
Good for you. You going to donate a child or an actual organ?
Well, I mean, hopefully I'll donate a child someday. But
yeah. Do you play the organ?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I don't.
Is your favorite game the Oregon Trail?
That's Oregon.
Oh, sorry.
Different.
Are you a fan of the Oregon Ducks?
It's also different.
Oh, sorry.
What is your favorite organ?
The skin.
That is a lot of people don't realize that is an organ.
That is an organ.
Yeah. The largest organ, so...
That is true.
Do you moisturize, Matt? Do you have really good skin?
I'm terrible at that. I don't.
You don't.
You don't stay hydrated?
You should try.
I'm lucky to get some aftershave lotion on.
Try a little body butter.
Yeah.
Body butter.
So what are you up to right now, Matt? You headed to work or are you chilling?
I just went to breakfast with my dad, and I'm heading back to the house to get ready for work.
Denny's or Waffle House?
It was actually Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen.
Oh.
There you go.
Who knew Dairy Queen served breakfast? We don't know because we're never able to eat breakfast at a restaurant.
It's not exciting per se. It's pretty good, but they're giving away stuff today. It's a big grand opening, so
that's nice.
Hopefully it's my lucky day.
Yeah.
What are they giving away at the Dairy Queen?
They're giving away a free taquito for a week for a year.
Shout out.
I hope you win.
Yeah. Al, what did you give away at your grand opening?
52 taquitos.
Pictures with Kelly Raspberry.
That's the giveaway right there. That's really cool, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope you win, man. That'd be great.
I hope so.
Is your pops with you right now or he went off on his own?
No. He had to head back.
That's so nice to meet your father for breakfast. That's so sweet.
That's a good way to kick off Monday. Yeah.
Sweet.
All right, Matt. Well, here's how Beat the Bank works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. Now, the banker, he's got money, and he's going to be throwing it at you. It's going to increase the longer you stay inside the bank vault. Your only job is to yell stop When you yell stop, that's how much money you will win. The last money amount that the banker threw out. Even if he says $1,000, which is the maximum, you still have to yell stop. Because if you don't and it closes on you, what happens, Al?
You get nothing.
We don't want that,
not
Matt.
Not even a free taquito.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You know what? I'll buy you a taquito if you don't get it.
Aw, you're so nice,
I want you to get something, Matt. You want your
off the dollar menu? Yeah.
You and your pops. I'll get you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know.
You're in for $2.
I got you. So far, we are. All right, Matt, we told you the rules. You want to ask Al a question?
I do. Al, how you feeling, man?
Matt, ooh. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel fantastic again. And last time I felt fantastic, it didn't turn out so well.
Nope.
Yeah.
But I do feel, I want you to know, I do feel fantastic for you.
Okay. I have it right here, Al, actually. Last time you said you felt fantastic, it was Kayla playing.
Uh-huh.
And it only topped off at $440, and she got nothing.
Oh, boy.
So
oh
there's
boy.
That, man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You feel it out, buddy.
I don't have a very good track record for my fantastic feels.
All right, that's weird. All right, let's get ready. Let's go inside the vault, and let's play
Beat the Bank.
Good luck, Matt.
$140. $160.
There you go.
$230. $280. $400. $520. $620. $690. $740. $840.
Stop.
Oh, my God. Oh. Matt.
I couldn't take it, Matt.
Matt, how'd you make it that far?
Oh, man.
I'm dying over here. You have no idea.
Matt.
You don't know what
Matt.
We were going. I don't know why
Matt.
I was so emotionally invested
yeah.
in
yeah,
this game.
I know.
Because he hung out with his dad and you like guys.
I feel, like I know him.
Oh, Matt.
Matt.
Well, I feel like I know y'all. I've been listening to you forever.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Matt, when was when did you want to say stop the first time?
Like at 400.
Yeah, and I was like at 520 or something. Yeah. I was like, okay, that's it, that's it.
Man. I got 1,000 on my prediction card.
You're feeling fantastic.
I was feeling fantastic.
I'm like,
Matt.
Oh man, we're dealing with a gambler here. Yeah. He was really laying it out there.
That's cool, calm, collect. You're cool under pressure, Matt.
I picture Matt like driving a brand new truck or something where he's like $800. Psh, let's go all the way.
Oh, no.
All right, Matt. Let's see how far it would have gone.
Yeah,
just for fun. Just
okay,
for fun.
All right.
Let's do it.
900.
Oh, ow.
No way.
840
is what
right,
you want,
guy.
Buddy.
That's all right, big guy. You got it.
How are you going to spend it, Matt, on taquitos?
840.
Oh, I hope not.
Buy something nice for your dad.
I don't know. I'm probably going to save it. I'm engaged, so...
Oh, there you go.
Savings.
Wow.
When you get married?
I have no idea. Probably next year.
There you go.
Yeah. How long have you guys been engaged?
We got engaged on Valentine's Day.
Oh, this year.
That's good. That's
pretty awesome.
There you go.
About right?
Kelly says make it as long as possible when it comes to the engagement.
I'm going to hold my tongue on that one.
All right, Matt. We'll put that $840 towards the wedding. You have a wonderful day,
awesome.
Man.
Awesome. Boogaloo.
Wow.
That's a long time.
I thought you know he's been listening.
Long time right there.
There you go.
Have a good
circus.
Have a good circus, Matt.
So the MTV Movie Awards were last night. They taped them on Saturday. Got to go to the red carpet.
Yeah.
And we'll play you back. The talent.
You flew out there, man. This is big time.
My wife got me I got a new suit and everything.
Yeah, you look sharp. Suit.
No more baby blazer for you, huh?
No, it fit right. Although I still think the baby blazer's fine. But we were out there on the red carpet. Here are the interviews that went down. And what's been going on with the Vanilla Ice stuff since the party on Thursday last week. We'll get to that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Man, congratulations to our boy Matt, who won $840 with Beat the Bank.
Yay!
Let's go, Matt.
And some of the text messages we're receiving. from Jessica. The whole time someone is playing Beat the Bank, I'm sitting here screaming, oh, my God, stop, stop, you're going to lose it.
I know. I was feeling that one.
Yeah.
Got to gamble.
He was gambling. Yeah. This one. Are the microphones muted during Beat the Bank? I want to scream as if I were Kelly, Al, Jenna, or JC.
They're not. We're holding it back.
We hold our breaths.
We're afraid if we make any noise, it'll influence them.
One way or the other.
Yeah,
right.
So we just try to keep quiet, but it's hard.
I'm in my car with my four kids, and they're freaked out because I'm yelling so hard for him to stop. Say that. By the way, you can text the show whenever you want.
800-543-3548. That's pics.
Yeah, you can send pictures, text messages, spam.
Don't send spam.
They already do.
Well,
sell your product.
Yeah, we're already getting that.
You know, I'm looking for a new skincare regimen.
Are you?
Anybody would like to?
Kelly, why would you do that? hit Kelly up on her Facebook.
Or maybe
if you
a nutritional supplement.
Yeah. A caller.
I don't know.
Just call her.
No, just.
Are you trying to lose inches?
800-543-3548.
Are you trying to lose inches off your waist?
Maybe something to wrap around my body and melt off the inches. I don't know. I can't make up my mind what I want.
How about a way to make a few more bucks, Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love a way to make a few more bucks, Big Al.
But you do know a lot of people.
I have had a lot of people offer to buy my Facebook page, but not for very much money.
How much do they offer? I'm wondering.
I mean, tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Should I just sell it to someone?
See what happens. Start over.
Whatever.
My wife wanted to sell her company page because she's done with it.
Yeah.
And she goes, people were mean to me, so I want to sell my page. I'm like, I don't think you get that much from pages.
It's based on followers because it's based on reach.
We won't get that much. Huh. And we'll play Beat the Bank in less than an hour. We'll play coming up in about 35 minutes, 40 minutes.
Got it.
Get you in there. I went to L.A. over the weekend.
Yes. Brag her.
Thank you. That's why I missed your opening night, Al.
Opening night at the bar in Cedarville.
I wasn't invited.
Yeah. You're all invited.
No, he said it on the air.
Yeah. I think it was by passing. He was like, I'm opening it. He said it on Friday, just passing.
And we had so many other things that we were trying to do. I didn't forget, but I just hadn't mentioned it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It was weird. Yeah. You had the whole birthday party, more on the birthday party coming up here. But I was out there for the MTV Movie Awards, and I was actually pretty excited.
Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson's hosting.
Yeah.
You got Kevin Hart co-hosting with him. The A-list celebrities on tap. We're on point, because Margot Robbie was there.
Yeah, all the movie stars are there when they have movies coming out.
Ryan Reynolds, Kendall Jenner, all these people are supposed to be showing up.
Gigi, do you see Gigi Hadid?
Gigi Hadid.
I didn't like her style that night and her hair. It was weird.
I'll tell you about Gigi and I.
Yeah?
BFFs.
Okay.
Wait till you hear this story.
Really?
Jenna. Oh, it's so crazy. Anyways, so I'm
on the red carpet. When are you going to tell it?
In a second.
Is this the break?
After I play my two clips from the red carpet.
Okay.
Two.
Excuse me?
A question mark. Just
well, I mean, you pick the highlight.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Why waste time with
that? Yeah, when there's so many celebs, and our show is only so long, I can only play a couple clips.
So where's this thing taking place?
It's in L.A. It's at the Warner Brothers Studios, like where they were filming like movies and stuff
at that
time. It was crazy.
Big red carpet, tent, and all that
big
stuff.
It was raining in L.A., of course.
Oh, man.
And it's an outdoor venue, so it's raining on the red carpet. And I'm out there. And I'm sitting on the red carpet, and I got celebrities with huge names like Ricky Dillon stopping by.
Who?
You know, I got Brandon Wardell stopping by.
This is when red carpets are nightmares, because you prep for the biggest stars that you will likely not get to talk to, and that those are the ones you're most excited about, and then you don't even know. When someone comes up to you and you have no idea who they are, what do you interview them about?
I had a nice little moment with Chanel West Coast for a second.
Chanel. Okay, I know. That's the first person I've recognized.
You know her from Ridiculousness?
Okay.
Lil Rel.
Who?
Lil Rel.
Lil Rel.
I don't even know how to spell Lil Rel.
Talk to him for a second.
It's Big Rel's cousin.
Yeah, tune into Dish Nation to hear all those. We saved it for that one. Oh. Janelle Evans from Teen Mom.
Okay.
Portia from Empire.
All right.
Taronda, I believe her name is. And then speaking of Teen Mom, this was the first big name here that I'm going to play for you guys. Remember when we did this last week?
I mean, I'm not here to talk about the top list that I'm on and all the amazing heights that I'm reaching. I'm very proud, and God's blessed me with an amazing career, and we're doing so well in ratings.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, it's good to be me.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done with this chick. I'm done with her.
Does God bless people with porn careers?
I'm done with this chick.
Is that of God? I don't know.
She's one of those people that make me want to punch myself in the face.
She's accusing the Kardashians of doing exactly what she's doing. They try too hard.
And the only reason she's on TV talking, someone's talking to her, is because she's talking about the Kardashians.
So that right there is Farrah Abraham from Teen Mom, who famously became an adult actress.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then now it said she is more successful than Kim Kardashian. Yeah. Okay, so what, you interviewed her?
In certain aspects.
Sure. And I quote myself there when I said, this girl makes me want to punch myself.
Yeah.
So how excited was I when Farrah Abraham was walking my way?
Made a beeline to you, didn't she?
And
That's a good one. You don't back down from that. You take that.
Jenna,
yeah,
I don't. And I told you, what was I going to say if I saw her?
What?
I'm going to say, hey, why are you a whooping, right?
Really? Well, whatever. You're going to be so nice, and now I'm going to be mad.
Oh, am I?
Are you?
Jenna.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it. JC.
Wait for the beef to start between me and Farrah.
Yes.
Is it fair to say you are the richest teen mom?
Why do I need to talk about money?
You got in a couple beefs with Amber Rose and with Nicki Minaj, but I want to ask you this question.
I wasn't in a beef with Amber Rose. I wasn't even aware.
Whose fans come at you the hardest?
I don't even pay attention. I love my fans. That's all that matters.
Do your fans have a name?
All of them do, and that's why they're so great.
But, like, do they have, like,
I call them, like, monsters. I don't know. What should my fans be called?
I think your guy fans should be called Pharaohs, and I don't know what the girls would be called. Cleopatras, I guess.
Pharaohs and Cleopatras. Well, that's cute. Hi, Larry! Ah!
Is that Larry?
Larry from Teen Mom.
I like him because he's a producer. So you guys do like each other.
Oh, my God. We love each other. Can you tell?
Hey, Larry, I'm a big fan.
Larry's watching me. He's trying to get me kicked off this red carpet.
I got you. When you're with me, Farrah, you're not okay. That's all we got to say.
Well.
Hey, Farrah, what celebrity do you get mistaken for the most when they don't recognize who you are?
I don't know. Who would you mistake me for? I really am just who I am.
I would say that I don't think of a celebrity.
Well, that's good. I think everyone has their own brand, and God bless us.
So since you're single and ready to mingle, if you're trapped on an island and you had to pick between the two...
That's good with Farrah.
She's one of those people that make me want to punch myself in the face.
She is. She's such a beatdown.
Basically, I asked her there, like, who would you want, Dwayne or Kevin? And she said Dwayne Johnson.
Okay.
I wanted to be mean to her. I really did.
You can't be mean.
And I think of Kelly the whole time. I'm like, Kelly would not want me to be mean.
No, you're not a mean person.
It's not in me. But then I was thinking of Jenna. I was like, Jenna would be so proud of me.
I would have asked her what body of work she's most proud of.
Yeah.
You could ask her
which body part she'd insure. Ask her the same things you asked me, the same inappropriate questions you asked me on the show.
But we're friends. Me and you are friends. Me and Farrah are not friends.
It doesn't matter. She wouldn't have played along anyway,
right.
Obviously.
Did you walk away kind of liking her a little bit more?
No.
No.
No. No. Okay. I tried.
All right.
And she's nice. She'll walk up to you, and she tries to be nice, but you could tell she's
approachable.
It's a little bit fake.
She's a beautiful girl.
She is extremely beautiful in person and everything, but yeah, she's just something about her just
icky,
and it's just the way she interacts with people.
Yeah.
Even behind the scenes, you see her the way she talks to people.
The better than you kind of attitude.
That rubbed me the wrong way. But I also got to chat with somebody who got to party with us on Thursday last week at Kelly Raspberry's party.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Who would that be?
Now, this is a big deal because she is a big celebrity. Spinderella was at the red carpet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, here she is. We have an exclusive. Spinderella's here with us, and she just got us in trouble on Thursday.
It wasn't me.
Oh, it was you.
Complying.
They called the cops on us as soon as Spinderella started spinning at Kelly Raspberry's birthday.
I was playing like this. I was playing so low.
Is that the softest set you've ever played in your life?
Yeah, but you know what? I would recommend next time. There's this thing called a silent disco, and I would recommend, I'll listen.
When you put the headphones on?
Yes, and you could rock out. I'm telling you, we're going to try to do that.
That's pretty smart right there. That. Yeah, we got in trouble.
That was so much fun, though. The show was great.
Be honest with me. Be honest with me. Did Big Al Mac ever hit on you in the last few parties you've thrown?
Not at all. He's been a true gentleman.
He's never hit on you?
In the years. I was like, well, something wrong with me? No. He's a good dude. He's a great dude. He has a woman, so, you know.
Yeah. But it's okay to hit on Spinderella.
Either that or I'm just not good looking.
No, you still look good, girl.
Thank you. And I'm doing the after party, so check that out.
Ooh, holla.
Are you guys coming?
I'm coming.
Okay.
Am I invited?
Yes.
I'm going.
You're going to turn up after, so.
Yeah, we are. I didn't go to the after party.
Yeah.
I didn't hear back about the after party.
All right. So far you've talked to Farrah Abraham.
Yeah.
You've talked to Spinderella from Salt and Pepper.
You said you had two clips, and we just heard two clips.
That was it.
Okay, tell me about Gigi Hadid.
You want to know about Gigi Hadid?
I want to know about Gigi Hadid.
So the red carpet is shaped in an L, right?
Yeah.
And so it's straight, and that's where, like, Extra and all the other shows are.
Yeah, right.
And the people you recognize from TV. Mm-hmm. And then it goes to this stage where they interview them for the live show for MTV.
The big MTV stage.
And then
right.
it turns into the L. And that's where, you know, you walk down and it's the internet shows.
Other
and,
radio shows, and, smaller stuff, yeah.
And then the blogs.
Yeah. And then
at the very end of the T of the L is us.
Oh.
Right there at the very end. Right. And then it loops back around. And then there's the international blogs.
Oh my god.
And then they go back and then they can go into the award show. Or you can get off the stage and instead of making that L turn,
wait,
you just go straight into the show.
Okay.
Which is what every single A-lister did.
That happened to me with a lot of people too when I went out. It was similar.
I had one goal and one goal only. I wanted to meet Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
That was my thing.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
And somebody came up and said, "Man, Margot Robbie looked so good." And I said, "Okay, when was this? Like, is she coming?" And they're like, "Oh man, that was like 30 minutes ago. She already went in." Oh, so I left my post where we were on the red carpet, and I just walked. I'm walking the red carpet in the middle. Like, I don't care. Sure. Me and this other guy from the radio station out in L.A. So we start walking, and we see Gigi Hadid,
okay,
Kendall Jenner,
now you're talking.
Oh,
and Adam Sam, what's his name? Sandberg. Andy Samberg.
Andy Samberg, okay.
And Andy Samberg. And they're standing right in the middle of the red carpet, and we're right there.
Yeah.
So as Kendall starts walking, this wall of security guards get in the way of us, and I stick my hand out as Kendall's walking by, and I'm like, "Kendall!" And she reaches out, and we touch fingertips.
Oh, right. Nice.
And I said, "Nice to meet you." And she winks.
Cool.
So she goes in.
Nice to touch you.
That was pretty good.
You got a fingertip touch and a wink.
I got a fingertip touch, and then my buddy... his name's Chewy. He walks around the security guards because they go with Kendall.
Now,
and
I saw Chewy's photo.
So he walks up to Gigi Hadid as she's walking, turns around and goes, "Gigi, selfie." And she goes, "Yeah." So she does a kissy face on his cheek. He takes the picture. Boom.
Bomb.
And then I'm right there. I'm like, "Oh, my turn, Gigi." And she goes, "Okay." So we get ready to do that. And as we're about to embrace in this hug for this selfie, her security grabs her and goes, "No, you got to go in." And I'm like, "But I got to take a picture." And he goes, "No."
Oh.
And Gigi goes, "I am so sorry." Super sweet girl.
I know. It's not
super sweet. She goes, "I'm so sorry." And I said, "I know. I'm sorry. Just real quick." And he pulls her away. And then here comes Andy Samberg.
Yeah.
And he's about to walk by. And he's just hands in pockets, just chilling on the red carpet. Yeah, I'm like, "Can I take a picture with you?" And he just goes, "I guess." Don't we pose?
Yes.
So I got a picture with Andy Samberg on the red carpet.
Okay. Cool.
And that was it.
So the two interviews that you got while you were flown out to L.A. before the MTV movie award.
Yeah.
The event for which you bought a new suit.
Yeah.
Were two people that you could have interviewed at my bar.
Yeah.
Both have been there.
When both of them have made appearances at Big Al Max Bar, I did not.
Then Al's doing something right.
I had a rough outing. I had a rough outing.
I don't even have a new suit.
Yeah. You can see
the rest
of the
airport.
Interviews.
Do nothing.
Nothing. You can see the rest of the interviews tonight on Dish Nation.
Oh,
did you guys like my suit, though?
Yeah, it looked on point, dude.
Yeah, it was so cute. It fit.
It's blue.
Yeah.
The blue suit. And since I got to talk to Spinderella, Big Al Mag. I asked her about getting in trouble because you got in big trouble.
Yeah, you're all over the news, Al. What's up?
I know we make national news.
News.
For all the wrong reasons. But you know how sometimes you don't realize how cool something is until maybe a few days after it passed?
Yeah.
You know, like, before we get into that, the police part, Vanilla Ice, after his show, signed all these autographs for like an hour. Then Kelly comes and, like I said, she says, "Grab Vanilla Ice for the karaoke with me." I said, okay. So I go and get Vanilla Ice to sing karaoke because I speak Kelly. I knew what she was saying. She wanted to sing one karaoke song with Vanilla Ice.
That one.
After he was done. So I went and got him, and we come inside, and we get on the stage, and we sing a karaoke song.
What song?
I think it was Kelly's go-to song, which is... Mr. Brightside.
Was it Mr. Brightside?
I think so.
I remember that.
I remember singing.
I remember singing Justin Bieber. Sorry.
Okay. Maybe
I remember singing that.
Kelly, do you remember singing that song twice?
Mr. Brightside.
Yes.
I sang it twice.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you did.
I don't remember that.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Anyway.
Why would I sing it twice? Who played it twice?
That's what we were asking.
You forgot.
You asked for it twice. You forgot you already sang it. So Vanilla Ice sings the song with Kelly. Yes, you
sang it twice.
Yes, you did, Kelly. And so Vanilla Ice stays on stage, and we sing another song, Point I'm trying to make is he was so cool. He sang karaoke for 2.5 hours straight.
Seeing Snapchats and videos of you guys, because I left pretty early, yeah, and you guys till 1:30 in the morning singing karaoke.
I'm
not
even
lying. He must have just been having a great time.
He was
right?
having a great time. His awesome. Manager even left. He said, because Ben Elias' brother was there, he said, look,
I gotta go.
His manager goes, he never does this. He's having a great time, so I'm gonna let him have a great time. I said, yeah, we got him. I'll make sure he gets back to the hotel. His brother made sure he got back to the hotel. So he's having a great time. So anyway, apparently, during the course of the evening, during the course of the show, which uh-huh. was from 9 o'clock p.m. to 9:50 promptly,
mm-hmm.
we may have irritated a few of our neighbors that were not in attendance. So we were in the paper the following day because the noise level was a little bit louder yeah. than mm-hmm. they had wanted.
How many calls?
Depending on who you ask, maybe a 400.
400?
Anywhere between 40 to 400.
Four calls.
Sure.
Depends on who you ask.
I mean, it was loud.
It was loud.
And the next day, you were kind enough to offer those people who called 911.
Free drink?
Free drink.
I did. I mean, what else can I do?
Did anybody show up and take care of it?
No.
Nobody did.
But
okay.
50 minutes.
It was
50
minutes.
I mean, it's
minutes.
Not like it was that loud at 1:30.
No. It was over at 9:50.
9:50.
Personal complaint. I know people were calling the police. Were they calling you personally too at the bar?
No. They were calling me personally, but the police did show up. Probably anywhere between 1 and 12 cars, closer to the 12.
But you had a permit,
Yeah, I mean, and I knew it was
complying to all the rules.
So what? You get fined or what happened?
Yeah,
this was all outside.
Yeah, it was an outside event. So yeah, we got a ticket for either noise or disorderly conduct or something like that. I'm not 100% sure.
I thought it was a very well-behaved crowd.
Yeah, that was nice.
It was just a noise thing. So,
what I can't wrap my head around is, like, I mean, yeah, I'd be annoyed if I was in bed, but I also wouldn't live behind.
That's what Al said.
Next door to a bar. We've
right.
talked about this. But, I mean, what do people expect?
The guy from the newspaper called me the next morning. He goes,
comment.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. He's calling me for a comment. And so I'm like, well, I told him that it was over by 9:50. The permit said we can go till 10 outside, and everybody had a good time, blah, blah, blah. And it's funny how you live in an entertainment district because that's so appealing to you to live in a place, part of town, where things can happen.
Yeah.
You know, things are happening. You know, there's a bar here, there's a bar there, there's music over there. But then when we try to entertain you, and I say we because, you know, the group.
Yeah.
When we try to entertain you, then they complain.
You get
about,
mad.
Yeah.
See, I thought
it's the busiest block in the city.
And I thought we would end up, Al would end up on the celebrity blogs. No, you ended up on Fox News nationwide.
Yeah.
National, Kelly.
A guy from Phoenix called me and said, hey, man, I just saw your show with Vanilla Ice on the news.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
No celebrity blogs pick up his singing
really?
Of the karaoke or his show with the Ninja Turtles. None.
The good
that
fun
I, that
stuff.
I know of.
Yeah.
But Fox News.
Hey.
And NBC.
Fox. I ain't mad
and,
at it.
Well, the good news with that is it must have been a slow news day.
I guess, man.
So, Kelly, next year I just booked the Beastie Boys. And I'm kidding.
It was crazy. It was loud. Surreal.
It might be the last one.
And it was great. They set it up. It was compliments to everybody that set up that thing because I didn't know how we were going to do it. I was tripping. I was so nervous before the show. Like,
Vanilla
Ice
was bringing everybody up on stage.
He was.
Everybody. He was taking selfies during the show. He let me stand on the platform because I'm
the
He said
show.
Happy birthday to me the whole time. He was just great.
He was fantastic.
Wonderful.
Kelly, your white girl wasted dancing.
On point.
Oh, on point, Kelly. So good.
Thank you. Oh, I was getting down.
Kelly's move is put the left hand on the thigh mm-hmm. and then just and shake the hips.
We should go back.
With the right hand up by the head.
I'm going to try my best. You know what I'm going to do, Kelly?
New video to me on Kid TV.
I'm going to try my best to find video of you at every single party on stage and look at the dance. It's almost the exact same. Yeah. Different dresses.
It's your move.
But it's the same thing you do, man. It's the same thing.
Move.
But I love it. I'm glad you had a good time.
A
and thank you again, Spinderella and Vanilla Ice.
And everybody that came.
Everybody that came. Yeah, I hope y'all had a good time.
Thanks for doing that, Al. Yeah. Sorry you got in trouble.
Yeah. No, it's all right.
Coming up next, we're going to get into the actual MTV Movie Awards and what went on inside.
Okay.
Yeah, because we missed it last night.
And yeah, I didn't go. And part-time Justin got to talk to Melissa McCarthy. We'll hear that interview coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Just minutes away from playing Beat the Bank again. An hour ago, our boy Matt won $840.
Nice
Matt
job.
Matt Oregon. Cool last name. So the MTV Movie Awards aired last night. Al, did you get to watch?
I didn't, dude.
Oh, okay.
I did not.
Kelly, Jenna, and I were at the Biebs, so we didn't get to watch either.
Mm-mm.
But I'm sure we'll get to watch it because MTV will rerun it about 35 times this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Per day, yeah.
Or this, yeah, per day. So it was hosted by Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart. And, of course, The Rock had to take some shots at Kevin's height like everybody does, right? Mm.
But, yes, we love Kevin Hart movies. I mean, some of our favorite was the Big Short.
Wait, what? No, that's not me.
Hip-Hop Hobbit, that was good.
Wait, that's not my movie,
that
DJ.
Oompa Loompa movie you did, that was really good, too.
No, I didn't do Oompa Loompa. What the f*** are you talking about? I never did that. You know what? I'm not going to let you do this. You're trying to get me upset, Chocolate Shrek. That's what you're trying to do right now.
Chocolate Shrek. Didn't see them on the red carpet.
Didn't?
No.
Well, they probably got there early because they had to prep.
Does your daughter still love The Rock, Kelly?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
He's such a cool dude.
They look like they have fun together. Mm-hmm.
So Ryan Reynolds won Best Comedic Performance for Deadpool, which I still need to watch.
The reason I'm standing up here right now is because of you guys. And, you know, we had a blast working on this movie, but it wasn't all unicorns and cocaine. You know, this cast and crew gave their last drop of blood to make the most authentic Deadpool movie humanly possible. I want to thank my wife, Blake. Everything I do is to make her laugh, especially the sex. So thank you. Thank you very much, you guys.
I'm so happy that he finally had a hit movie.
Yeah, he needed one.
He needed it so bad. And everybody says it's so good.
I know.
You know, I still haven't seen
it
either.
Comes available for rent, I'm going to watch it on my couch. I'm on it.
Let's rent it and go to Jenna's new house. Or we should have a movie watching at each of our houses.
Yeah, I'm moving in.
A progressive movie. Oh, but we're going to have to book a flight to get to JC and Kelly.
Yeah, right.
Why won't we
have to book a flight to get to yours?
Yeah, jerks.
Because we're down here where
planes fly both ways.
Yeah. We're not that far. I was thinking about it yesterday, Kelly. When we went
Kenzie
to the concert.
Is super excited.
Oh, my God.
I'm so surprised because I thought she was kicking and screaming about moving to the burbs. Now she's bought
she
in.
She was, and now she's in.
She's bought in.
She's in. We're going in 2 weeks.
Set. You see how much more you get for your money.
Yeah.
You start to see all the families around you with kids everywhere.
Yeah. It's set. Back to the MTV Movie Awards.
Yes, yes, yes.
Will Smith ended up winning the Generation Award, and here he is accepting it.
You know, I released my first record when I was 17, and I'm... This June marks 30 years in this business for me. And, I really just want to say, you know, I'm humbled. And I just want all of you to know that I'm dedicated to being a light in this world. There's a lot of suffering. A lot of people are suffering in this world. And when you see my material and when I present myself in public and what I'm trying to build with my family and my friends, I just want all of you to know I'm dedicated till I die to light and to love. So thank you all. Bye-bye.
Jenna, you just noticed something on Kid TV.
Yeah, he's not wearing a wedding ring. His band.
I did not notice that.
Was Jada there? I saw them show.
I saw the kids, but yeah, I didn't see her.
I didn't see Jada. Maybe he just forgot to put it on after he
went
to the gym. Yeah,
he might have left it right there on the bathroom on the sink.
And he's like, dang it, man.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be thinking.
Well, the thing I found about celebrities is they are keenly aware when people are gossiping about the state of their marriage.
Oh.
Mm. I mean, they've been under the microscope lately with their marriage. And he's not wearing a ring. It's not an accident.
Man, he forgot.
He forgot. It's right there.
Forget.
It was right there on the sink where the soap goes.
Right next
to
it.
Where that little dip part is right there.
It blends in with everything.
Yeah.
Man. And then Melissa McCarthy was handed her Comedic Genius Award by Kevin Hart, and she dropped it.
Hey, that's your award, Melissa. I'm so happy. No, Melissa, that's your award. No, Melissa, this is not an angry moment. I love you. This is not, I love you.
I'm going to take Kevin's back and replace my Colonel's. That wasn't part of the bit. Thank you, Mr. Rock Johnson, and thank you to The Rock's assistant.
No.
Who, I don't know about your odds of keeping your job after that F up, but we'll see how that goes.
Alrighty.
So weird that it was outside like that.
Yeah.
In the round.
It was weird.
Yeah.
It was weird. The Boss opened up this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Did it knock off?
Yeah, barely. I mean, it was 23.5 million.
Wow.
And Batman v Superman was 23.4 $4 million.
Dang.
I mean, that's like, the difference between first and second.
Like $50,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, our boy part-time Justin got to chat with Melissa on Friday late after the show, and we were, you know, tired after Kelly Raspberry's birthday.
Yeah.
So here's Justin talking with Melissa McCarthy.
Hello, Melissa McCarthy.
Hey, how are you? Good
What's
morning.
Up? We are on with the fun glass of giggles. Oh, my goodness. I love you so much.
That's the first time I've been called a glass. I'm going to cherish it.
Now, we are here to talk about your new movie, The Boss.
I'm really excited about people seeing it.
Can you tell me a little bit about your...
We are here to talk about your new movie, The Boss.
That's his movie guy voice.
I love him.
Boss.
I'm really excited about people seeing it.
Can you tell me a little bit about your character, Michelle Darnell? I love that she's wearing a scarf and it goes all the way up to her chin. It is just so outrageous and so funny. What made you come up with this character?
You know, I came up with her like 16 years ago at the Groundlings Theater, a little improv theater in L.A. where I met my husband, Ben, who directed the movie, and met a bunch of people in the movie, actually. And I don't know, she just kind of hit me hard. I knew her name. I knew how she looked. I knew she had that red hair. I knew she had the turtlenecks and the nails. And I love that kind of just ferocious character.
Got it. And you wrote it and produced it. And your husband, Ben, he filmed it. He directed it, right?
He did.
So would you say y'all are both the funny ones in the relationship, or he's the funny one in the relationship? Because you're funnier. Funny all the time. He's funnier?
He's wickedly funny, and our kids are funny. Our kids may be the funniest ones.
Oh, man. I bet
I don't
your
care
kids
what anybody thinks.
Would be the best of friends to hang out with if they've got you two for parents. And then I also want to say we got the big news that you are returning to the Gilmore Girls.
I am. It just happened. We'd been trying for a while, and it just literally physically didn't seem like it was possible. And we'd done so many rounds of it. Everybody kept trying. It just really, truly wasn't going to work out. And then at the last minute, some big things kind of shifted, and it worked out. And I'm literally going in like the last day of filming was the only day that our schedules kind of could work out. So I'm really happy. I actually went over there yesterday and visited everybody on set, and it was really fantastic to see everybody and to see those sets again, and it just felt great.
All right, goodbye, my little love glass of giggles.
Bye.
Hey, Justin with Melissa McCarthy right there. I love her so
glass
much.
Glass of giggles. All right. Yeah,
glass of giggles. She liked that. And we know you like Beat the Bank, Kid Nation.
Yep.
We already played once earlier, an hour ago, and Matt won $840. It went up to like $900, so he bailed at the last second.
Not a bad way to start off your week.
Let's see how much you're going to win. It's round two of Beat the Bank. We need caller number 19 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will play next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Mediocre. Play our game. Get rich like Oprah. Beat the Bank.
Oh, I don't know about
play that.
Play that
game
one.
A lot of times. Yeah, filled up that kind of wealth.
How many times would you have to win $1,000 to get a billion?
A billion times.
Yeah. So, there's that.
Okay. Hey, start with one single step.
Hey, you can invest that $1,000.
Every long journey begins with a single step.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's true.
It does. You hear of those people that borrowed, I borrowed $500. Turned it into tens of millions.
Yeah.
I've never done that. Would love to. Dominique Sterling, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Shut up.
You know, we're chilling.
Doing good, Dominique.
No, doing all right. What are you up to right now?
I just dropped my daughter off to school, and I'm on my way home, actually.
Oh, yeah?
No work here today?
No, I'm a stay-at-home mom.
You go,
and
Dominique.
She is working.
That is work. That's the most underappreciated job.
The hardest job.
And work.
What else?
Kinsey told me last night, she goes, I never know what day it is. She goes, she said, I know it's April. But like, because when you're a stay-at-home mom, it's like a Monday
together.
Is a Thursday, is a Sunday. They're all the same.
You don't have weekends.
Yeah, you definitely lose track.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife only knows it's a weekend because I wake up next to her because I'm there that morning. Dominique, well, you could definitely use some money, right?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, right. Here's how it works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's got money. He's going to be throwing it your way. You just have to say stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go on your turn. Now, we'll get progressively bigger. The amounts will get larger as you stay in there the longer. I'm falling apart
well,
here.
Well said.
It's all right.
I'm falling apart. Anyways.
She got it.
Make sure you say stop or the door closed. You won't get anything. How about that?
Yeah, even if she says 1,000.
Right. Even if it goes all the way to 1,000, you still have to say stop.
All righty.
All right.
I'm just going to quit talking today.
Let's do it.
All right, Dominique. Al, how you feeling this round?
Dominique, were you listening last hour?
I was, and I barely missed you all.
Okay, well, I think our last contestant, our last player, he took most of the money for the day, I think. I'm not feeling real good.
So you're saying
good.
You don't feel good.
I'm not feeling real good about this particular outing, but what do I know? I don't know anything.
You don't know. You just have to go by your gut.
Nobody knows.
I'm feeling kind of medium,
okay.
All right?
Medium.
Okay.
Or maybe even schmedium.
You feel it out, Dominique. It's up to you. All right.
You're feeling baby blazer.
Yeah.
Easy. All right. Dominique, let's play
Beat the Bank.
$100, $140, $230, $310. $420. $470.
That was too late, baby. I'm sorry, Dominique.
Oh, no.
I know. That wasn't good.
Al, you got your vibe back.
Yeah. Dominique, you may have to go get a job.
No.
No. She has a job.
Stay-at-home mom is the hardest job.
I definitely have a job. Yes, I do.
I mean, like a real job.
Oh, my God.
Al, stop it. You're not being funny right now.
Send your hate mail.
Being funny, but you're not.
Send your hate mail to Big Al Mac, please.
He gets in these chauvinistic moves.
Dominique, you have a wonderful day at home today, okay? And we really do appreciate what you do at home.
So sorry, sweetheart.
Even though Al doesn't. All right, Dominique, thank you for playing, okay?
Thank you.
All right, baby.
Al.
Sorry, Dominique.
Was your mom a stay-at-home mom, Al?
No, my mom worked. School teacher. 37 years.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What?
And she should have taught you better. She should have taught
no
you
respect,
better.
No respect, Al.
No respect today. You know, I just realized I haven't had any caffeine today.
None?
Maybe that's why you're falling apart?
Yeah, I forgot to drink caffeine.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Kid Nation, you can text the show whenever you want. What's the phone number, Big Al Mac?
800-543-3548.
That's the text.
Kelly always gets freaked out about this.
My habit is to say geek it, but I was like, that's not the text.
Yeah. Here's a positive text we received. To all the people who make it on Beat the Bank, win or lose, you are still awesome for even making it through the impossible phone system.
Ain't that right?
Yeah.
And it was during Beat the Bank where Big Al Mac made the announcement.
Man, what announcement?
To the world.
They make an announcement.
A statement.
It said, you know, the working women of the world versus, this is always an ongoing battle.
It is an ongoing battle.
You're
Big
making it one.
Yeah.
Working mom versus stay-at-home mom.
You didn't say anything about the working mom.
No, we said we were just talking about stay-at-home mom because our contestant was a stay-at-home mom.
So the stay-at-home mom, she lost, beat the bank, and you said, you might want to go get a real job.
I said, hopefully, since she didn't win money.
Tongue-in-cheek, you said that.
Yeah.
But still.
I want to get a job.
The stay-at-home moms are there.
And they don't get paid. So that's really a tough job.
Yeah. Sometimes they don't even get thanked.
Because it's like 24 hours a day, and you don't get really any recognition. It's just what you have to do.
Yeah. And look, I'm the first one to admit, my wife is a stay-at-home mom, and when she was staying home, sometimes I would be jealous because I'd be the one going to work. I'm like, man, I wish I was the one that got to stay home.
But what about those role reversals when she goes out of town for a bachelorette party?
And then she went out of town for 4 days, and I had to do the things she does every day, the cleaning and the cooking and the kids, making sure they're still alive. It was hard. It was really, really, really difficult. And she does that 7 days a week, no time off. She doesn't know what day it is half the time. No weekends, no vacation, no pay.
Al, I think you've earned yourself a day as a stay-at-home mom.
But if she were working, she would still do that.
Yeah, we talked about it. She wanted to go back to work. And then you have to put your kids in child care.
Right.
And then we looked at the pay she was going to receive. And basically, she would be making about $100. after...
Well, that's what... Oh, yeah. Usually a lot of those moms work just to pay for childcare.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
That's how it works out sometimes. But if you're a single parent, then you have to do that. That's the hardest part if you're a single parent.
Yeah.
But this text message says, Al is right. Single moms have the hardest job. Oh.
Listen much?
Well, you know, you're drying your hair. You're trying to get kids out the door.
Yeah,
you don't
matter.
Sometimes halfway here.
Might have been somebody else that said that.
I do the same thing.
To Big Al Mac from all the stay-at-home moms, you suck.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Here's one.
Yeah.
Please, can you make Al trade places with Kinsey, my wife, for a day and let us listen to the blank that ensues?
100%. Lots of offers of that. Deontay also offered her.
Thank you, Deontay.
What do you think, Al?
No, I'm good. I just know from my past experience dealing with single moms, dealing with stay-at-home moms, and dealing with working moms.
Uh-huh.
I love them all.
You wouldn't want to take care of my kids?
Hmm? No, I don't mind taking care of your kids.
One day.
They might not want me to take care of them.
I don't know if I would trust Al with the kids.
Yeah.
We could have cameras set up,
First of all, what time are you going to drop them off at the bar?
Uh-huh. Already I'm off.
I need to know what time you're going to drop them off at the bar and what time you're going to pick them up from the bar, because they're going to be there at the bar. And can Kaysen pop a top off of a beer bottle?
He cannot. Not that I know, but I'm pretty sure he does not know how to work that.
You don't know what Kenzie's teaching him during the day.
He might be a great bartender. Little Chloe, little two-year-old Chloe, she probably worked that beer tub.
She might pop a squat in the bar, but that's been done before.
See, now, sure. Chloe sees me sometimes at the end of the day, go grab a beer, and just go chill and sit down.
See?
So now she goes to the fridge
every time
I sit down and grabs me a beer.
Whatever, you're so excited you taught her how to fetch a beer
it's
for
cute,
you.
It's cute, but now she brings it, like, anytime I sit down, she thinks I'm ready for a beer, so she'll bring a beer in there.
And you can't disappoint your daughter.
Yeah, I can hold it back.
That's fine.
I'm like, dang.
I think there's parents all over the world trying to teach their kids that. And you've succeeded, sir.
I didn't mean it. She just saw me doing it.
It's one of those tricks I wish I could teach
my
dog.
It's so funny. Kenzie posted a video. Are we killing time?
Yeah.
No, what's up?
Are the kids spelling their names?
Uh-huh.
Because Chloe, you know, she's like, C-O-L, Chloe, or whatever. And they said, Kaysen, how do you spell your name? He said, C-A-S-O-N. But he's dressed like Spider-Man. She goes, I thought you were Spider-Man. He said, C-A-S-O-N, Spider-Man.
They're learning.
So
that's cool.
Cute.
They're learning.
That's cute.
Tomorrow at this time, we'll try hashtag stay at home mom props.
All right.
Yeah, we'll do that for you guys.
Okay.
Big time TV going on tonight. Dancing with the Stars.
Uh-huh.
Right? Is that on tonight?
Monday night. Yeah, Dance with the Stars.
I think I'm just out this
You're
season.
Done with that?
I haven't watched an episode.
I haven't.
3 weeks in now? 4 weeks in?
I don't know.
You know what
out.
I miss? I think I miss Derek Huff and his sister. And they're
Maybe
not on this season.
It. I never tuned in for the first episode, so it's kind of like almost a relief to not be tied to something like that.
I miss the Stars.
Just the Stars, period.
On Dancing with the Stars.
As big a fan as I am of Blake, I haven't watched one episode of The Voice.
The Voice is on tonight.
And he was in town this past weekend. Got a couple of pictures that people took with Blake.
Yeah.
Hold on one second.
He was in town.
And he didn't stop by to get his...
He had another gig.
Yeah.
With the wench.
It's way over in the... I mean, like, in town, but polar opposite direction.
So?
I'm just going to have his back a little bit. Because he's shooting a video at the NASCAR track, which was 30, 40 miles that way. And I'm
probably out of schedule.
30 miles that way.
This wasn't the weekend he had a show.
No.
That's in 2 weeks.
That's in two weeks. We've been waiting on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm waiting on that.
So he had a packed schedule.
Yeah, he had a packed schedule. I'm not mad. Blake, if you listen, I'm not mad at
He's
you.
He's not listening. We know for a fact.
I'm
surprised you didn't drive the equipment to him.
No. Part of the deal is I want him to come to the bar, have a beer, pick up the winch.
You're going
to
be holding that hostage for life.
No beer, no winch, Blake.
No.
Are you going to eventually give away the wench that you bought him for Christmas?
No. He's going to get it. I'm faithful. He will.
Well,
Blake's a stand-up dude.
Okay.
He's a stand-up dude. He's going to come pick it up.
So The Voice tonight with Blake. He has to go back.
Housewives?
Tonight is the premiere of Housewives of Dallas.
Okay.
Which, Kelly, you watched the first episode already.
Well, yeah. I couldn't hear a lot of it because people were very loud. But I'm going to watch again tonight.
Okay.
And probably live tweet it.
You're going to live tweet it?
Probably. Sometimes it's tricky with a daughter.
What are the chances that one day you will end up like in one episode?
I don't know.
You have some juice though, right?
Well, I just know a couple of people, but I know like last year when they were not saying it was Real Housewives, I think they were just filming it just to see if it could come together as a show. they were at this charity event that I'm emceeing this year.
Uh-huh.
Is there a chance they'll be back filming at that same charity event? I doubt it, but maybe.
Yeah.
But if I am on camera, it's going to be me in the background.
I thought you had some scoop that you were going to tweet out if we follow you.
Yeah, I'm going to tweet. Somebody actually tried to set me up with one of the husbands a while back.
Before he was a husband.
I don't know. I don't know how long, but I remember it's been at least my memory with time. It could have been at least 2 or 3 years ago. Somebody tried to set me up with this guy.
Because you have, what's that thing?
He is now one of the real husbands of Dallas.
But it's possible that he was a husband then.
I doubt somebody tried to set me up with a married man. That's not usual, typical.
Or at least in a relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe separated.
Who knows?
So you're going to drop that bomb on Twitter tonight.
Drop that bomb.
And then
it's not going to be that earth shattering, but I'll tell you it was. Yeah, it'll be fun. It's kind of hard because I'm friends with Leanne Locken. I mean, we don't like hang out and go get lunch together, but we're friends. We see each other socially a lot and a couple of the other wives. So
it's still exciting to have some of your friends on TV all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun to see the spots around town that you might have been to before. Mm-hmm.
Do we follow you at Kelly Raspberry or are you doing it on at Kelly Raspberry 2?
I let Kelly Raspberry 2 go. I just got over
it. Oh, it's gone?
Yeah.
Oh, rest in peace, backup Twitter.
We didn't even have a proper funeral for
Mom,
Kelly Raspberry 2.
Mom, man, who'd you give it to?
I just killed it.
Just there?
Ooh. Just killed it. Murder I buried it with Hannah Montana in the backyard. Remember that what she said? Now what Miley said? She buried it.
Yeah, Miley did that. Kelly did not bury Hannah Montana in the backyard.
No.
Because that'd be awkward.
Mm-hmm.
SNL this weekend. They took a shot, because we were just talking about Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna. They decided to take a shot at them. If I could find, there it is.
This week, Rob Kardashian got engaged to model Blac Chyna. Incidentally, Blac Chyna is also what my grandfather calls the movie Rush Hour.
That's pretty funny. That's funny.
You have to assume everybody's familiar with the movie Rush Hour.
Yeah, he didn't seem like he was full into that joke.
Chris Tucker,
and Jackie Chan. Yeah.
They have a TV show coming out.
Yeah.
Rush Hour.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's not starring them.
Not starring
them. Not starring them.
Just a sitcom?
Yeah, sitcom. Another Asian dude and another black dude.
Blac Chyna.
Right. Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.